It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Verrett. Communities around the state continue to assess damage after a chaotic week of severe weather in Wisconsin, with at least 14 confirmed tornadoes, baseball-sized hail, and historic rainfall causing extensive flooding in the bottom half of the state.
In just a bit, we'll get an update on the town of Ringle in Marathon County, where a powerful EF3 tornado touched down Friday with peak winds reaching 145 miles an hour along a damaged path that stretched over 13 miles.
We start, though, in Janesville in Rock County, which saw more than 3.5 inches of rain in a single night and is still experiencing flooding.
City Manager Kevin Lehner joins us now for an update. Kevin, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
What level of damage are you seeing in Janesville? Can you describe what you've seen so far?
Yeah, so we had a significant, really flash flooding event here. We are just completing our damage assessment, and we have hundreds of homes that were impacted by the floodwaters, as well as significant damage to Washington Elementary School here in town, and the First Lutheran Church as well.
That image of the cafeteria at Washington Elementary School, it just was really scary to see what this water could do so quickly.
Yeah, so what we are learning as we kind of put together the data on it is that in addition to having everything saturated, we experienced a significant downpour of many inches an hour over a very, very short period of time. And so that's really what caused our flash flooding event. We had multiple streets that were closed, that the water rose. We had hundreds of cars stalled in that time period, and we had to do some swift water rescues as well during it, but it was really the cause was the saturation plus simply the amount of volume of rain that occurred in a very short time frame.
Take us to the Rock River now. When will it crest? What do you see?
Yeah, so right now we're looking at it to crest on Thursday night, and we're monitoring that very closely. One of the things that we have done over the years is we removed a dam, which has seemed to help our situation, particularly downtown. So we're thinking that's going to crest somewhere around 12.5 feet on Thursday. And we think that, according to our data, it's going to stay below the flood walls in downtown. And we are closely monitoring that situation as well here in the city.
Do you have sandbagging operations? Do you have sandbagging stations?
The county is operating sandbagging operations.
Okay.
Currently, we are not, because we don't believe that the river is going to exceed its banks to the extent that it has in previous years because of the dam removal and the improvements that we made to the floodway over the last several decades.
You also had a train derailment impacted by these floodwaters. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, so there was three locomotives that left the tracks on during the height of the flood event. Our fire department had to perform a rescue of the conductor who was 30 feet down the bank because the tracks washed out. Thankfully, the conductor was transported with minor injuries and is fine, but that was a very scary situation, and the UP is now recovering those locomotives. Also, thankfully, the trains were loaded with corn.
Okay.
And so it wasn't a hazardous situation.
Okay, well, thankful for that. Circling back to the kids at Washington Elementary School, that school closed for the foreseeable future. Where do those students go?
Yeah, so I've been in communication with the superintendent, and the school district is doing what we do during these events, is trying to make a plan. And so they're communicating with their students and families, and they are trying to find appropriate places and classroom locations where they can continue school going forward. So that process is occurring right now, and they're going to communicate that out to the students and families as soon as they have a plan in place.
After you wrap up your damage assessment, will you be seeking assistance from the state or FEMA in the aftermath of this?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the part that we're doing now. When you are doing damage assessments, you're essentially making your case to get a FEMA declaration. And so we are doing that right now. We believe that we will have, you know, millions of dollars of damage, and we will be seeking that through the state when the timing is appropriate. On Thursday, we're going to give a briefing to our state and federal elected officials as well.
All right. Kevin, thank you so much for this update. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us a voice. And I just want to say thank you to all of the first responders and the folks that were in our emergency operations center during the course of the event. And my heart goes out to any family that was impacted, because we know that there are significant impacts in our community.
Kevin Lehner, Janesville City Manager. Now let's turn to Marathon County in central Wisconsin, where a powerful tornado tore through the town of Ringgold on Friday. We have Phil Rentmeester on the phone, Emergency Management Director for Marathon County. Phil, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Can you describe the damage you've been seeing in Marathon County?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about that. And we're in similar circumstances that Kevin was referring to in Rock County and the Janesville area, very similar in that we have a wide impact to our community. If I could offer a correction to the previous section that I heard as far as 75 homes being destroyed, we just completed our damage assessment. Let me give you an update on that.
Sure.
We did an assessment of 149 structures, and out of that we had 8 that were destroyed, 32 that received major damage, 73 that had minor damage, and 33 were affected. In addition, the Riverside Elementary School also received damage, but it was not destroyed, and that is under repair right now.
Thank you so much for those numbers update. Now, let's turn to the town of Ringgold. What is the destruction like in this part of your county?
You know, it's pretty significant. Like I said, most of those damaged houses that I was referring to happened in Ringgold. We did have damage from this tornado also in the village of our town of Easton, the village of Weston, and the village of Cronenwetter as well. Damage to the public right-of-way as well as to individual residents as well. So it was a powerful tornado that went through. But we also had damage from rains washing out roads in townships in the western part of Marathon County, in the town of Emmett, Bergen, and Day.
So what is happening right now on the ground? Is it debris removal? Is it assessing the damage? Where are you at?
Right. We're doing a little bit of all of that. We have debris management going on in Ringgold as well as in Cronenwetter, and those municipalities are leading the way with that. The residents of Ringgold are very active. They have a lot of contractors out there that are helping them recover. I've been through there several times since Friday. I know that they have a lot of dumpsters on the ground there, and they're filling those up, getting them taken over to our solid waste facility that just happens to be in Ringgold as well, but they do have yard waste sites set aside as well. So they're active with that and just in the recovery in general.
This has, you know, a very destructive EF3 tornado. Has the county seen anything like this in recent years?
I've been doing this for a little while, and I can't say that I've ever seen that. I know the sheriff had proclaimed that he had never seen damage like this in his career. It is significant. One thing I would like to do is give kudos out to the folks that gave the notification of this storm. The National Weather Service and the local meteorologists really deserve a lot of credit for getting the word out to the public, because when we're looking at this amount of damage that occurred, we have 149 structures that were damaged, and yet we didn't have any injuries. That's significant. By having that word out of a tornado warning that's going to impact the community, the work that they did to make sure that people are aware and they were able to take action, whether they could go down to their basement or go into a safe spot of their home. Well, like I said, there was no injuries. So the word's getting out, and preparedness actions are being appropriate or helping us out in the community.
Phil, in Marathon County, have essential services or utilities been disrupted? What is the status there?
Absolutely. The first night we did lose power into that area, whether it was electricity and gas as well. Electricity has been restored to where it can be. Those homes that by the utility have been assessed that they simply cannot receive electricity or gas service, they've been shut off. However, the residents that can get electricity they are back to receiving that. I can't speak on the natural gas service. I believe it's back up and running, except for those homes that, again, assessed by the utility that they feel they just can't do it safely.
Where are these families going in the meantime?
We did have a shelter set up on Friday night, and actually we only had one or two families look for lodging elsewhere in a hotel or hotels. Otherwise, folks have been staying with family members or they've gone out to hotels on their own. But I believe what is going on is that their insurance companies are paying for them to stay at a different location, or they're just going with other family members as well. The amount of support that we've received from the community has been overwhelming in this, whether it's donations, whether it's giving food, water, clothing, pretty much anything you can imagine that a household would need. We've been receiving that, and that's been all received out at the the town hall out in Ringle and their fire department, along with a great generous donations of gift cards and cash as well to our community fund.
So pouring in here initially, what does Ringle and Marathon County more broadly need for its residents and its businesses to recover from the storms and this tornado?
I think right now we have everything we need. We just need a little more time to get going on this, or keep working on it, rather. They're doing, again, a great job with debris. They're doing a great job with getting their houses back to normal. It's just going to take some work and some effort to get through it, but they are on it. They are a very resilient community. They're a very understanding community, and working together and cooperating with each other has been extremely helpful. It's amazing to me to see how many volunteers have volunteered their time and have showed up on scene to help out with those people that are impacted by this.
Phil, thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
Phil Rentmeester is Emergency Management Director for Marathon County, where that powerful tornado damaged or destroyed. It impacted over 140 structures on Friday. Earlier, we heard from Janesville City Manager Kevin Lehner about recovery in southern Wisconsin after last week's severe storms and historic flooding.